Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 21st, 2023. Today is Tuesday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from the book of Ezekiel. The Lord brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. And the water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east, and the water was coming out on the south side. Going on eastward with a cord in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was up to the waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on the one side and on the other. The Lord said to me, "Everything will live where the river goes. On the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing." The prophet Ezekiel wasn't only someone who heard the word of the Lord, he was also someone who saw grand and compelling visions. Some of those visions are nearly indecipherable, like the whole wheel within a wheel thing. Look it up. It's confusing. Other visions are iconic, like the Valley of the Dry Bones. You will remember, dim bones, dim bones, dim dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Today's vision of the inexhaustible river of water pouring forth from a restored temple in a new Jerusalem is a compelling image of God's overflowing love, grace, justice, and mercy. Jerusalem, indeed all of the territory of the covenant people, was a place where rivers could evaporate during the dry season. Fresh water was a resource to be tended. Wells were important and life-sustaining. Elaborate cistern systems were created to collect and save rainwater. For Ezekiel to receive a vision of a life-giving river whose never-ending source emanated from the Holy Temple was a message of abundance and hopefulness to his people, even as the temple lay in ruins and the people of Jerusalem and Judah languished as captives in Babylon. The vision Ezekiel saw was so compelling that centuries later, another visionary prophet, John, the author of the book of Revelation, sees the river again. The details aren't exactly the same, but listen to the echoes of Ezekiel's vision from the 22nd chapter of Revelation. John writes, "The angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations." These visions, Ezekiel's and John's, describe the dynamism of that new heaven and new earth we heard about from Isaiah in yesterday's reading. These prophetic promises of God redeeming and recreating the things that human sin and failure have marred aren't some sort of pietistic fantasy. Rather, such visions are constitutive of a faith that maintains God's unstoppable flood of righteousness will not be thwarted. I don't know about you, but my faith can frequently feel frayed, and my depth of hope can be desperately thin. Usually when this happens, I can look back and discover I've been paying far too much attention to narratives of scarcity, inequity, greed, and violence, the sorts of narratives that are broadcast everywhere all the time, and I've not been paying enough attention to the good news people of faith have to share with the world through our words and deeds. Certainly, the situations surrounding us these days can seem even more impossible than it must have felt for the captives in Babylon in Ezekiel's day. But God's promises never end, and God's faithfulness is sure even when all evidence seems skewed to the contrary. In fact, every time the church gathers for a baptism, we are giving witness that the river of God's salvation is already coursing through this world. Those of us who have been drowned to the old life of sin and raised to the new life of grace in these holy waters are witnesses to a different way of being in the world. Even if we forget our identity from time to time, we are still buoyed by that river of life. We can begin again because the living water Jesus provides isn't a tepid trickle, but a gusher of life eternal. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Quench our thirst with living water and flood our darkened minds with heavenly light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.